Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much of what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all.
Assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. Thank you for tuning in to the Science of Health and You. This interactive lab is designed to discuss a full and a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health. Our focus is on symptomatology, the study of the human cell. It provides us with the information that we need about our cell types, which is consistent of over 200. The 11 systems that make up our human body. And also, we include the 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up of our very existence. The essence of our whole body makeup are cells. The unfortunate part, we walk around with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and don't know how it works. So the purpose of our opening song today, wake up, everybody. Time to learn. Time to think a new way. And maybe our children listen to what we have to say, because we have something really to say that has a benefit to them. And this is one of the key elements of our show, the science of health in you. As I said before, our focus is on the living cell. Symptomatology is the field of therapeutics that focus solely on the well-being of the living cells. It achieves this objective by emphasizing cell nourishment, blood sanitation, regular cell maintenance. And we know that we are on a quest over these last few weeks to discuss the whole human body, its makeup, its design. So the 11 systems are where our focus has been and will be for quite some time. And this has just been such a wonderful opportunity to have our guests to come on and host the show and give us information that we get for free. There's no cost associated with it. But it's life-giving, life-altering information about ourselves, about our children, about our present, our past, and our future, because all we consist of, every part of our being, has to do with cells. So I always ask myself the question, why do I not want to know about me, which is the most important thing that I have, because I don't know about me, how do I help anybody else? So once again, I want to thank you to IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for the night show. And for those of you who are on the line, we want you to make sure if you have a question for our host tonight, our guest speaker tonight, we ask that you press 1 on your phone, and I will recognize you on your studio board. And for those of you who are on the internet, and unfortunately you won't be able to press 1 on your phone, you can call my cell number and leave a text message on any question that may arise, anything that you may want to ask or get an answer to. That number is 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. Just text me a message. I'll get it. I'll be able to discuss it and share it with our guest speaker for tonight. This has been a bothersome, shall I say, last week or two that we have experienced here in this country with all the craziness that's taken place, all the misinformation, the disinformation, the mental health issues, the problems that exist in the society today. We've been faced with voting rights and all different types of crazy things that are taking place. And it makes you wonder, what's going on? You know, Marvin Gaye made it very plain, the song on What's Going On is relevant today. We need to begin to ask ourselves those questions. What really is taking place? What's happening in your home? What are you going through? What are you experiencing? Are you taking a second look at yourself and some of the things that are taking place in your life? We hope that you are. And I think one of the statements that was made by Muhammad Ali that still resonates with me, he said, don't count the days, make every day count. Are you making every day count? Are you looking at yourself in a completely different way than you did yesterday? Was last week? Are you still acting the same way you were last week based on the information that we shared with you on the program? I am still reading from the last 2 weeks. We're talking about oxygen, the three levels of oxygen. I just can't get over this guy. I really can't wrap my head around what I didn't know about who I am and what I am and what I consist of and those things which make me function. You know, oxygen. You know, and so as I was reading, I had to do my own homework. You know, sometimes we have to look at things in a completely different way. Someone tells us something, and most of the time we don't want to believe it until we figure it out for ourselves. That's a good thing. The information that was shared with us the last 2 weeks was just overwhelming to me. Oxygen, three levels of oxygen. So I asked Abdul Shaheed to slow down today. We're going to basically slow down to a snail's pace so we can really get and understand exactly what we can't see. We don't see oxygen. What do we know about this unseen antioxidant that has to do with our ability to function and live, has to regulate our rhythms of our body? What causes memory loss? Human memory loss is one of the key elements that I've been experiencing with my relatives and my family. The thinking process, how does oxygen play a role in that? Oxidant enzymes, how do they perform a role in restoring my functionality? Those types of things really kind of geared up my thought process, and I started thinking about seizures and headaches and vision and memory loss and direction. That's really what got me. You started talking about how you can lose sense of direction by not having enough oxygen in your body. All living cells, I'm going to say this one more time. All living cells, which is what we consist of, which is who we are, need oxygen to survive. I think we all understand this. So as he was speaking last week, two things came to my mind, stroke victims. And during the stroke, when the brain oxygen supply is cut off, as it really causes a stroke, brain cells die. Now, I had to think about that. Brain cells die when they don't get oxygen. And the person has a heart attack. What happens to the heart supply of oxygen that's supposed to be in the blood cells? How is that functional? What does it really do to your heart and your heart muscles? How does all this starve our body of its proper way of functioning by not having enough oxygen? Matter of fact, we don't even know that we have three levels of oxygen. So these life-giving elements that we're going to talk about today, I really want our guest speaker to really, really just kind of slow down and tell you what we're talking about here. We're talking about life and death. Stroke victims, they can't think properly. They lose parts of their body functionality. Yeah, the fact that they can't perform, the fact that they can't provide the tools and resources that it needs to be of optimal health should have to be a concern to all of us, the potential and possibility of not having enough oxygen and going to the hospital and someone telling you to put on a mask. So I'm going to close with this. I just have to say this. The last 2 years, now we just talked about how much oxygen our body needs to function, right? The last 2.5 years in this country, we've been wearing masks. We haven't been going outside. We haven't had a proper exchange of your lungs and the oxygen in the air, in the plant life, and actually the environmental life. These toxins that we have been taking in, how has it affected our respiratory system? Because guess what? If you're not breathing right, you're not getting enough oxygen for your breath to do the things that it's supposed to do. So I'm kind of setting this thing up for tonight's show, guys. If you don't have enough oxygen in your bloodstream, and we're going to talk about that and give you the details on that. If you have more carbon dioxide in your bloodstream, what happens? What's an acidity body? How can we lose consciousness? How do we lose a sense of direction? This 24/7 concept that I'm talking about here, this body, is B-O-D-Y. We possess it. We're responsible for it, but we don't even know how it works. So I hope all of you guys have got your pen and your pad out. And while I'm talking, what I would do if I were you, I'll pick up the telephone, do a three-way, check somebody, because we're going to provide tonight life-altering information. We're going to fuel you with information that you need for your levels of understanding to be increased. And I have to just say this one particular thing, and this is something that was written by a guy by the name of Christian Bohr, talking about pH and carbon dioxide. He was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He said, the problem with cancer is lack of oxygen. He said, I'm not exaggerating. A lack of oxygen is responsible for almost all diseases. Did you hear what I said? The lack of oxygen is responsible for almost all diseases. So if you don't want to believe us because of the color of my skin, because a lot of times we don't have, you're afraid to put that U.S. back in trust, so we don't trust a brother or a sister telling us anything. But Master said, we had a Nobel Peace Prize, that lack of oxygen is responsible for all diseases. And we've been talking about this for over 4 months, 5 months. The same things that people who have so-called gotten Nobel Peace Prizes for, same people who never talked to us about extreme stress, the environmental toxins and chemical carcinogens that's in our food, the same people that tell us we shouldn't eat GMO seeds, but they sell us the food anyway. The same pharmaceutical companies who put statin drugs and everything and give it to us every time we have a disease. You know, why can't we sleep? Why do we have these breathing disorders? Why do we have these nutritional factors? What do we mean by mineral and vitamin deficiencies? Why are we having chemically altered food taken into our bodies and don't know anything about what it does to our bodies? The lack of all the omega oils that we don't get because we're not eating the right types of foods. And we've been so blessed to have someone to come to us, provide us with information on how to eat foods, provide us information on how our body works. And we are in a laboratory session, a school session that will cost most doctors thousands and thousands of dollars per semester just to get what you're getting right now for free. And we don't take, and we take it lightly. So if you're on the phone tonight, and sometimes we get on the telephone, and you know, you guys may not like me for saying it. Some of us have the audacity to get off the telephone. I hope and pray this because you have to, not because you just don't want to deal with what's being said, because the truth, it is what it is. Sometimes the truth hurts, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing. We just tell ourselves that I don't know, that I don't know, and that's okay. But to have the opportunity to be able to experience the quality, high-quality information education that's on this show every Tuesday, we should be happy and thankful that we have this opportunity. So with that, I think I kind of open this thing up a little bit for Abdul Shaheed to come in. And I think you get the point I'm trying to make about oxygen. So we're going to go back. I got my last week's notes sitting right here. I hope you guys have yours. And I'm ready to take notes tonight on the three oxygens and what they do and how they do it. But I just want to, I think I shared with him last week, let's just concentrate on this trauma that we're dealing with. And that is not knowing. The trauma of not understanding. The trauma of not being able to comprehend. And all of these things have to do with our oxygen intake. So with that, I have to bring our instructor on tonight. And I hope I didn't take too long. Abdul Shaheed, the pleasure to have you here again this week. Assalam wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Rashid. We certainly appreciate you allowing us to come back for another week to share some, I guess I'd just call it scientific knowledge about how to live on this planet.
That's a good way of saying it. Very good way of saying it.
Yes, how to live scientifically on this planet. That's what we must use. We'd like to start off with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you all. And for allowing you all to be here with us to have this family conversation. That's what we're going to call it, Brother Rashid. We're just having a family conversation.
Yes, sir.
Everybody should be relaxed, sit back, and let's just share in a family conversation. The human being is a social creature. And we've been prevented from socializing with each other. And then when we do come together, oh man, it sometimes can be a turbulence, too much negative energy. So we're gonna follow your direction. We're gonna slow it down, take it slow, take it step by step, and we just want to let people know that we are building the foundation for optimal health. We have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. And we have to understand who we are and where we are. A human being is an energy-dependent biological organism. And Brother Rashid has already set the stage. Our body composed of cells, 75 to 100 trillion of them. They are like many, many factories, small factories, 75 to 100 of them inside of us, building everything and making everything that we need to be healthy on this toxic, predatory planet. And we're going to set the stage tonight, let you know how toxic this place is. Not only the physical, the tangible, but also the intangible things that we have to deal with every single day that goes right past us, goes right over our head. Brother Rashid mentioned trauma. And we're going to talk about trauma tonight, Brother Rashid, in a little bit more detail, how that affects the health of the person. Trauma. You can't see trauma. You can't measure it. It's intangible. The human being has two components, one that you can see and one that you cannot see. And the part that you cannot see holds the power. Absolutely incredible. So there's a lot for us to share, Brother Rashid. We're going to take our time. We're not going to get overexcited. And we hope people have plenty of questions. We want to point people in the direction of health restoration, how to restore our health. We already know we're sick. I think everyone mm-hmm. have come to that conclusion that we're all sick.
Right.
Because we didn't know. We didn't know better. Nobody taught us better. Now we have the American School of Symptomatry to teach us. I give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for Dr. Maxwell Norton inventing and creating symptomatic science from his observation of the human being and the physical world. His observation is stick-to-itiveness to cure his disease. He did not take no for an answer. And when the doctor could not help him, he started to work. He went back to school to get the knowledge. He started studying. He studied the sciences, all 17 different disciplines of science. He became a master of them. Can you imagine? Somebody being that disciplined. Most of us would just have given up and said, okay, whatever the doctors say, do. I'm just going to go that way. No, he wasn't that kind of person. He's not that kind of a person. He knew there had to be an answer. And he knew he was making mistakes. We all did. Nobody taught us. So our parent made mistakes, and we inherit those mistakes. Now, what do you do? We have to change our thinking, brothers and sisters. And this is what symptomatry is. Sure, it's all dealing with science and all these things, figures and all that, but it comes down to the very simple thing. If we keep making the same mistakes, those people before us, we're going to keep getting what they got. At some point, we must have a change in mindset. That's what symptomatry is teaching us, to change our mind, how we look at the world, how we look at ourselves. That's what it comes down to. So a human being is an energy-dependent biological organism that requires high maintenance. This is the key to restoring ourselves, to restore our health. We have maintenance that we have to do all the time, and no one told us. They didn't have a clue. We didn't have a clue. And I repeat, the human being is a biological organism that requires high maintenance, and we are energy dependent. And it is our cells that produce all our brain, our body, and our cell essential. It is our cells that produce all of these things. If a person is not producing brain essential to be on a paradigm of normalcy emotionally and mentally, it is because something is blocking it. Something is blocking it. How simple can that be? Something is blocking the cell's ability to produce them. And it always starts with the genes and the DNA in communication. If they cannot communicate, the gene will not release the blueprint to the DNA. Therefore, the cell will not have the instruction, the set of instructions that they need to produce and make All our brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. Follow me along. Follow along, brother and sister, because this is it. This is what happens when we get sick. The food we're eating have toxic, poison, added, all the other different things that most of us already know. It's in the food. But no one has been able to explain it to us. We've already been suspicious that it was the food that was making us sick, the water, the beverages. Now we have symptomatology to confirm it and telling us what's in the food. And we're on planet Earth. This is not the garden. This is not paradise. It is not. We're sent here to learn, to become the very best possible person, to correct our mistakes and our parent mistakes, those people that came before us. That's why we were sent here. Our cell must produce salt, must produce brain essential, body essential, cell essential, must produce neurotransmitters, neurons, must produce hormone, enzyme, all of these things. But when they cannot be, because they do not receive the blueprint from the DNA through the genes, our cells are compelled to produce a symptom and or a disease. If you can just understand that, we all will be on our way to restoring our health, because this is what we must do. All of these things govern us and control us, our neurotransmitters, our neurons, our neurochemicals, hormones, enzymes, salt, mineral salts. These things control us. They control our behavior. And we're going to prove that tonight. We're going to prove it. Salt in our blood is a reactor. It reacts with all of the nutrients, Brother Rashid, that's in our food. This is what causes the debris. This is where it comes from. Salt in our blood, salt in our tears, salt in our sweat, salt in our mucus. It's reacting with the nutrients. And it produces inflammatory debris. Mixed with water, with 94% water. That's where the water comes from. Mixed with debris. And the debris turns into sludge. If you have a dusty road somewhere in the country, and then the rains come, you're gonna have mud. Same as sludge. Covering the cells. The membrane, the tissues, the organs, the peristenum, it'll be covered with sludge. The cell would not be able to communicate with the surrounding cell. The DNA would become compromised because it would become fragmented. It would not be able to have the enzyme to keep it repaired, keep it maintained. And the gene will not release the instruction to it. Therefore, our cell will be compelled to produce a symptom and a disease to get our attention. The symptom and the disease is not meant to kill us. It is meant to get our attention for us to get things back right, back into balance, so things will start operating like they're supposed to. Bring back the normalcy. This is what it's meant to. But since no one has taught us these things, no one has shared this with us, we don't know. And the disease become more and more chronic, and eventually it takes our life. This is what happened, Brother Rashid. So salt is a reactor. It's reacting with the poison in the food, the toxin, the plant alkaloids, the egg component that we eat if people eat eggs, and when we've asked people not to eat them, when people drink milk, the high phosphorus protein in the milk is reacting with the salt that's going to compromise the amino acid in the DNA. The DNA, we have many antagonists to cause it to become fragmented. If it's fragmented, the gene will never release the blueprint to it. Therefore, you will have a disease. So we have preservative in the food, additive, coloring, hospital dyes we inject in ourselves, pharmaceutical drugs, marijuana, cocaine, people using these things, methamphetamine, the salt of insect sting, insect bite. They all have salt. They're called halogen. That's how they compromise us. The salt in their sting, in their bite, in a dog bite, in a cat bite. They have salt in their saliva that will compromise our DNA. And they bite sometimes. We have prussic acid in nuts and seeds. And people drink alcoholic beverages, fermented fruits. They make their own wine, fermented fruits. And, oh, this is natural. It's okay to drink. Well, that's fermented acetaldehyde that will compromise your enzyme. And we have all kind of other things that I can keep going on and on. But we're going to keep it simple. We have simple debris and more complex debris inside of our body, inside the cerebral spinous fluid, inside our organs, our crep, at the cellular level. All these things are there. And these things will be transmitted strong vibration. And I said before that we are energy, Brother Rashid, and we are energy dependent. A human being is a column of energy. Think about this now. A human being is a column of energy. And we are held together by our chondrogenic fiber and mineral salts that holds us together, that give us our shape and our form of every tissue, every membrane, every organ, every gland in this column of energy. It is the mineral salt that gives us the shape. And if we are depleted of them, we will have swelling, fluid. Think of our chondrogenic fiber that hold us together will disintegrate. People want to know, why do I have a swelling in my ankle? Why is my knee swelling? Well, the fiber that you are made of is collapsing. That is why. Because the DNA did not receive the blueprint to be nourished, so it could be nourished to get the cell to make more material to nourish the fiber that you are made out of, which is protein. The DNA did not have the instruction to pass on to the cells, the three RNA. Didn't get it because it is fragmented based on all these things we just mentioned. So a human being is also a column of energy, and we have strong vibration that will unravel the bond that hold these mineral salts together. By unraveling these bonds, mineral salts that are in the membrane, our sinuses, our crep, our muscle fiber, our nerve fiber, our capillary fiber, our organ, and our tissue would be depleted. And then our foundation would begin to collapse. I said earlier, Brother Rashid, that the human being are made from two components, one that we can see and one that we cannot see. That is the abstract and the tangible. And the disease and health always start in the intangible part of the human being. That's our mind. So a person must have a change of mindset if they're going to restore their health, the health of the cells. They must have a change in mindset. They must begin to look at the world differently. And it is symptometry, symptomatic science, that is teaching us how to look at the world differently. We have been talking about the cerebral spinal fluid, and how all the debris comes from the salt that our nutrients are reacting with. That's how the debris get there in the cerebral spinal fluid. We have been talking about the three nervous system and the brain for weeks and weeks now. And it looks like we cannot move from there, because if the human being is not mentally stable and emotionally stable, really, what's the point of talking about the other system, Brother Rashid?
I understand.
If we can't use the knowledge that we're receiving to correct our problem, why move further? Why go any further? We must understand what's happening at the mental level, at our emotional level, our brain, and the three nervous system. We must understand what happened to us. Even in the womb of our mother, that's where the trauma started, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
That's where the trauma started. We're going to address trauma, and that's where it started. But no one want to go back to the womb. What happened in the womb to the baby when the baby was being produced, made, fashioned into shape? But that's where we have to go back to look at what happens. That's what we have to do. Go back and look what happened. So in order to restore our health, all the debris, all these things must be removed. And we talked about removing the debris from our cerebrospinal fluid. And every person that has a disease will eventually have a neurological disorder, because the body is connected. The blood connects everything. If you have a disease anywhere, sooner or later your brain is going to be affected. These are the connections, Brother Rashid.
You know, that's powerful what you just said about if sooner or later your brain is going to be affected. So we don't even know. I mean, I just have to say, take that one in. We don't even know when our brain is being affected, because our perception that we're a certain way is being convoluted with dirty blood.
Yes.
So we don't even know our thinking is off track. You know, anyway, I just wanted to say that, because I just thought about something when you said that. I just had to get that out of my system, just in case someone else was thinking the same thing, that your brain is going to be affected with any dis-ease that is taking place
right
in your body, no matter what it is. Okay, thank you, my brother. Go ahead.
You're absolutely correct, Brother Rashid. And then what's compound that is our thinking, our belief system, our miseducation, our diseducation. It compounds it. Someone bring you the truth, and you're so suspicious, you won't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You won't correct your mistakes. So thought is abstract, is intangible. It is because there are no mental results left in the person that bind thought, that a person that has ideas, the ideas will be scattered everywhere. They won't be able to come together. A person whose thoughts are scattered will not be able to pay attention or concentrate on what they're listening to. We're going to the problem, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
This is what symptomology teach us.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I know now because of the American School of Symptometry. If we don't get our mind together and the way we've been taught, corrected, we will never cure our disease, Brother Rashid. It won't happen. So we won't be able to concentrate and pay attention to what we are being told, of what we are reading. Hence the connection between trauma and the lack of focus, and the connection between trauma and anxiety. These are the unseen things that affects the human being. Already said, the unseen has the power, more power in the world of force and energy, empowering all these things. The strongest force is going to win out, Brother Rashid. Has nothing to do with good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of forces, the strongest force is going to win. So if you don't fight to be here and fight to be intelligent and fight to get good information, you have no chance. You have no chance at all. It is because of what the human being has gone through that will also compromise his health. That has nothing to do with the physical. We mentioned mineral salts. If the person's mineral salt has been depleted, there are no mineral salt left to bind neurotransmitter, such as acetylcholine, norepinephrine, and serotonin, dopamine. Even after you can produce these things, they must be bound with mineral salt in order for them to last. Salt is a preserver as well as a reactor. It has to preserve all our brain essential, body essential, and cell essential for the rest of it, that a person produces. Both things that we produce. Now we've got to figure out how to preserve them. If not, they won't last. We'll be right back where we started. The connection between trauma and hysteria, depression, suicidal tendencies, irritability, propensity for violence, brain fog, all these things are connected. We talk about things we cannot even measure, the invisible part of the human being. Also, there's forgetfulness. And all of this is dealing with the brain and the three nervous system.
Come on.
There's forgetfulness associated with trauma. People forget because they're trauma. They're traumatized. They've been shocked. Started in the womb, Brother Rashid. That's where it started. Trauma associated with trauma. Edginess associated with trauma. Impatience associated with trauma. Indecision associated with trauma. Headaches, migraine associated with trauma. Diarrhea and chronic constipation associated with trauma in the person. Shock is common to trauma and concussion. Being hit on his head with a blunt object, being butt-headed, being slapped on the face, all these things shake up our brain. How many of us been slapped? How many of us have had bangs on our head in a car accident, in our kitchen, on the counter, on the cabinet? We just took it for granted. Watch, oh, okay, I just bumped my head. And we didn't think about it anymore. Trauma and concussion produce strong and coarse vibration that will rattle the 11th system, Brother Rashid. So what I'm saying is, what's the point of going through the rest of the system if we don't get this one right, if we don't understand this one, the brain and the three nervous system? We have to get this correct. Mm-hmm. Here are some traumas that a person endures throughout their lifetime, Brother Rashid. And it's many of them. Many of us have been traumatized many times.
Yeah, you know, that's real quickly, I just want you to briefly touch on this one particular trauma that we teach in our classes for prison reentry, individuals getting out of the prison system after being, you know, locked up. My good friend that I work with, Elder Simpson, we call it gate fever. You have one leg in, one leg out. You know, so if you could just really briefly touch on it, just from an educational perspective, because a lot of us have people who are in our family who's getting out of prison,
or who is still in prison, or someone who may be in juvenile hall, or some form of diversionary program. And when you see them acting a certain way, there's a way you can probably help them if you understand what they're going through. So if you could just touch on that, just I'm not trying to take you off course here, but you mentioned that trauma, you know, and we never addressed it from the time we were born. It's never been addressed. The 400 years of slavery and all the other things.
Pin up
and
up.
You can touch it just a little bit for us.
Yeah, that's one of the things. That's one of them on my list. Believe it or not, imprisonment trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Imprisonment trauma, to take a man or a woman away from their family, away from his responsibility, away from his life that makes him human, and put him in a situation where freedom is limited. The freedom is already limited in the society. They already have barriers to limit you. Now you are corralled like an animal. And Brother Rashid, there are so many different alternatives than imprisoning a person. And these are the things that we have to begin to come up with.
Yes.
You imprison a person who is a social creature and is influenced through a social perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You remove him from that socialization and you put him in it's a micro society, but it's very controlled.
Yeah.
Very controlled and very dangerous. If you look at an inmate the wrong way and he has a team of people inside, they'll gang up on you.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have people on your side for protection, and here again, that's that word, protecting our DNA, protecting our own self. We have to protect ourselves. Then you have to use your creativity while you're inside. And if you don't have the brain power, acetylcholine, for creativity, how are you going to use it to protect yourself? Even in that situation, you have to become smarter now if you're going to survive it. And most of the time, in that situation, the person becomes even a worse predator. They become a predator.
And that's the word.
So you put them
that's
in that situation, now they learn to become a smarter predator. And they're going to come back out, Brother Rashid, and this is what we find. This is what we see. So the person had been traumatized on the inside the prison. They've been traumatized. They've encountered all kinds of experiences. And most of the time, they don't want to talk about it. You try to get them to open up to talk about it. They say, oh, can we change the subject? I left that behind. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Right.
But you have to get them to talk about it. But here again, Brother Rashid, the person can be counseled, and they will still have the trauma experience. You can talk to them and counsel them and all of these things. We have to understand how the brain operates and what the brain needs to recover from a trauma. And in this sometimes I have figured it all out. How you help the person to recover. How you get them to have a change of mindset. And there's two things involved. They must have a dietary change, and they must have a lifestyle change. And they have to want to do it. They must have the will to correct their mistakes. This is how you help the person. So imprisonment trauma. And the person gets out, and he's surrounded by people who do not have a clue how to help him, how to help the person. So St. Thomas is almost like it's mandatory for us to learn this. Yeah. Because it is mandatory.
I understand. You know,
as
you speak.
To help people get over trauma, to help our own self to get over trauma.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
What? Yeah,
I was just getting ready to say that even though we have not been locked up behind bars, we're still in jail.
We've been traumatized.
We locked into our own thinking process, that perception,
yes,
that
and
we
we've
have.
Been traumatized.
That's like being in jail. Yeah, it's like being in jail.
Exactly. Some of us are in more of a jail than the person that's incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know how to become human.
Right.
We don't know what it takes to be human, to be loved, to be nurtured. We lost that. And every day that time goes by, we're getting further and further away from it. So Tommy Joe hold the keys, brothers and sisters. This is what we're saying here. This is what we're saying. These are some more trauma, Brother Rashid. Disappointment trauma. Where a woman has been disappointed so many times dealing with men. Disappointment after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. It's traumatizing. Separation trauma. There again, the inmate was separated from his family.
Mm-hmm.
Now his children maybe have to be separated because the breadwinner is gone.
Right.
And he might have been a single parent. Got four children. Single parent. You could have been the mother that got locked up. Now she's traumatized inside thinking about what happened to her children. Man, we have to look at the world differently. And the people who have these things, these systems set up and in place, somehow we've got to get them to look at the thing different. Is it better to lock up a mother who has four children or find some alternative for her? Because you have to deal with those four children at some point in time. They're already being traumatized. Now you set up the next crew.
Yes, sir.
And this is what happens. So separation trauma, divorce trauma. You know how many people are traumatized during a divorce? Not only do you have the husband and the wife, you got children.
Right.
They don't want to see their parents separated. They don't care how bad the situation was.
Okay.
You know?
That's true. That's
They're
right.
being traumatized. Everyone. But we're so quick. We're so quick to ask for a divorce because, well, there again, we don't know the person. We don't know what's behind that veneer.
Mm-hmm.
Until 3 or 4 years later, and we find out what kind of person this is.
Right.
It comes out. The person can have that veneer covering his situation. We are human beings. We can be very manipulative. Get what we want. We can almost do anything. Until we get it, then we don't respect it. We discard it. We don't care about it anymore. It was just the challenge of getting it. Well, Brother Rashid, we even have here arrest trauma. How many of our people been traumatized for just being arrested for something they didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't get nobody to listen to you because of the people that's in charge. They railroaded you for 36 years. You stayed in the prison for 36 years for something you didn't do, and then somebody said, okay, we can let you go now. You didn't do it. The DNA said you're not the one. How do you pay somebody back for 36 years of being traumatized in a prison?
Can't. It's impossible.
And the state go on acting with an attitude like, oh, you should be thankful we're letting you out now. That's the attitude.
Yeah, it's true.
Then you have rape trauma, Brother Rashid.
Oh.
Rape trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Person being
one.
Raped. And think about the person who's raping, who's doing the raping. What kind of person is this? Mm. What kind of predator is this? What neurotransmitter, neurochemical and things that he's not producing? What happened to him in the womb to become this kind of a human being? Really, you can't call it a human being. This kind of predator, that's a better word. Then you have sudden death trauma associated with the death of a loved one. Some people never get over it.
We can slow down right here.
Within a couple of weeks, they die too. How do you help a person to get over that? Sudden death of a loved one. It's called melancholy, where the blood in the spleen turns black, Brother Rashid.
Wow.
The person died of melancholy. They couldn't get over the grief of a loved one passing. They would die within a week.
I've seen that happen.
The spleen stores the blood, and it's black. That shows you the power of the intangible over a human, the physical, being empowered by the invisible. You can't even see it. You can't see grief. You can't see melancholy. But the power it has. Abandonment trauma, Brother Rashid. The man just woke up one day and said, I'm out of here. And you don't see him for 42 years. I have experience with that. That's what happened to my father. I remember the Saturday, just like it was yesterday, when he left. I think maybe I was about 6 years old. And I saw him 42 years later. Isn't that something?
Wow.
42 years later. And I forgave him. And I ended up having to bury him. Took care of his arrangement and everything. Absolutely amazing how things turn out.
Yes.
How things happen. Great trauma. It's just so many different trauma, Brother Rashid, that human being encounter, and it all started in the womb.
Let me welcome everyone to IWDM Radio. For those of you who came on late, we're talking about trauma. We're talking about the mind and the mental health aspects of things. We're talking about oxygen. We haven't got to that point yet, but this information that we're providing all requires proper amounts of oxygen. All requires proper amounts of the things that we need that started in the womb, but we weren't able to adjust to or make changes in our life, but yet we think we know. And we don't even know that we don't know, and that's very, very dangerous. So the purpose of the show, the science of health in you, is to provide you with those particular tools and resources to nourish yourself, become a better person, know how to provide that maintenance, which is absolutely essential and necessary for our existence. And so this balance that we're talking about right now, we're going to get into the second hour with a little bit more on the three levels of oxygen and how that oxygen affect all the things you just spoke about. I mean, you know, I mean, the setup, you know, I thought I was setting you up, but you just set yourself up for some major, major information to be displayed, and I'm looking forward to hearing that on how the stress that's seen in the unseen, the membranes, the tissues, the oxygen, the glands, the cells, how all that is affected by the lack of oxygen, and the more importantly, the three levels of oxygen. So if you can close out on this portion on trauma and get into that, because I know you have some things you have to do tonight. We can't keep you too long. We want you to provide us with what we need. And begin this process of change that's going to take place next week, we're going to really, really get into some major aspects of the mental capabilities. And so we should say we have a really, really big show coming up here.
I look forward to that particular time.
All right, my good brother. Go ahead.
Yes, we're going to close this out by saying many babies are born traumatized because their mother was depressed throughout the gestation period. Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
Gestational trauma will affect the child's behavior as they grow. as they grow, as they become a toddler, as they become adolescent, teenager, young adult, adulthood, all of these things. People have to deal with trauma. And no one can measure any kind of way how the African American in this country has been traumatized since the very beginning of this country. Cannot even imagine how they affect our DNA. How that affect our DNA. And we already given a whole lot of information about the DNA. If the DNA is fragmented, the genes will not release the blueprint that will prevent the person from producing their disease. It's kind of like we're almost destined to be diseased. And we're at the top of the list. It doesn't make any difference what disease it is. We're at the top for this reason. For this reason. And I'm not trying to frighten people or scare people. We're just trying to highlight the unknown factor called booger trap that are on the planet that we have to deal with. Not only do we have to deal with these physical things, now we also have to deal with the intangible things that we cannot even see. This is the test, Brother Rashid. This is the test. Human being, this is what Dr. Norton says. Human being, know where you are and what is required to live and thrive in a toxic, predatory, and hostile environment without catching a disease.
Wow.
Learn to live in this toxic, predatory, and hostile environment without catching a disease. And Syntomagy is the only institution that teach people, that teaching people how to do it. If you have a disease, it's because you made dietary and lifestyle mistakes. Correct these mistakes with the help and assistance of the doctor of Syntomagy. How plainer can you make it, Brother Rashid?
Well, that's pretty plain. And
now, if the person wants to be in denial, if the person wants to be in denial, what can you do? Syntomagy has the technical know-how to help ourselves to produce everything that's needed to restore the person, to restore the person's health. Believe it or not, brother and sister, believe it or not, this is the case. But it's up to each and every person. Even though Syntomagy has the expertise to cure every disease and to understand and explain every disease that occurs, it is still up to the person that has the disease to determine whether their disease will be cured or incurable. It is the person that has the disease. So Syntomagy does not just focus on the disease like most practitioners do and therapeutists do. They focus on the disease. Syntomagy focuses on the person that has a disease. If you don't have a change of mindset, nothing nobody can do for you.
Okay. But before you let's do this, even though we have 55 minutes left with you, we do want to make time and opportunity for those who may have questions about the first part of our program tonight. It was definitely intense, extensive, and I can see how when we're getting ready to go, this aspect of trauma and understanding that trauma and all the different levels of trauma and all those different unseen things that we don't really pay attention to, but it affects us every single day. So if you just want to take a minute, while we'll take this first question, for those of you who may want to ask a particular question about a particular thing, please feel free. No question is a bad question, because if you ask the question, probably somebody else want to know about it as well. So it's just so much. It's just so much, and it's just so powerful. And sometimes that's why I want to take our time today, because putting together this package of a human being
understanding the inner and external things that make us up and who we are, what we are, we just take this thing so lightly because nothing ever happens to us when we do something wrong. But the fact is you put together a process of something going wrong down the road, and that's where those symptoms come in. Oh, my knee hurt, my back hurt, this goes on. You know, and those are the types of things that happen. So we really want to begin to pay attention to ourselves, and that's why we did the program called The Science of Your Health and You. So with that, we have two hands that are raised quite quickly. I want you to answer. I'm open up their line. We have 44941. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Hi. Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. This is Demani, Atlanta, Georgia. I want to ask you a question, how to spell that centrometry, because I've been trying to go through this phone and trying to find the spelling of it.
Okay. You see the word symptom. S-Y-M-E-T-O-M. You add E-T-R-Y, centometry.
Okay.
Which is root cause therapeutic. You go to the root of the disease.
Okay.
Yes. Did you get it?
Yes, I did. I was trying to... Thank you.
Yeah, so you see the word symptom at E-T-R-Y. They have symptometry. A new sign is underpinned by the signs that started with time.
Okay.
17 years of the 17 disciplines of science that were studied. I know it's been over 40 years of the work that's been done. But we are also being provided you with a website that you can go to that does a very good job of explaining it to you and also provides you with articles and information about Dr. Norte, the American School of Symptometry, as well as information you may need about a particular subject matter that's on that website. So you'll get that for the night's over. So hang on. We'll be right with you. So press 1 on your phone, and if you have another question, please press it again, and we'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing. We have 314-833. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished, esteemed, reoccurring instructor, Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWD and radio listening audience. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL. The Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, and for those that don't know, that means that the praise and thanks belong to God. This is very interesting, a lot of the information that you've given in terms of trauma, and I'm thinking about drama also, too, that can come into people's lives and produce the trauma and the stress and all that comes with it. And I think that, you know, having a better frame of mind, obviously, and being able to put things in perspective, and being able to process things will actually alleviate certain types of what we call trauma, bringing it into our life, how it will ultimately affect us, not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally. And it becomes a social problem, obviously.
I think we, did we lose? Did he get dropped there? His phone's been dropped, looks like. So we'll just wait till he called back in. I think he got accidentally dropped. Sometimes we have those technical difficulties. So 404-941, could you please press 1 on your phone unless you have another question? So we can make sure that your hand is not raised here. excuse me. But anybody else who may have a question or anyone online, we want to text it, a question into my number, which is 650-669-0458. Please feel free to do so at this time. And anyone else who may have a question for a friend, a question for a relative, a loved one or a neighbor, you know, someone that you know who may have a condition that's taking place in their lives, and you may want to ask the question to have them ready to tune in next week or tune in to this particular broadcast on recording. That opportunity is available to you as well. You can listen to this broadcast over again and study it like I do every single week. You know, and that's why I come back with my pen and pad because there's so much information and these oxygen levels. I really, truly want to have this opportunity to get into that. So while we're waiting on this one phone call to come back in, we want to spend the last 45 minutes or so on the three levels of oxygen, where we get it from, and if we don't get it, what happens to us? You know, it's not what's wrong with us, it's what happens to us. And we just have to get to those basics, Abdul, you know what I'm saying? What happened to us, man? Because I'm looking at the 19 babies is dead, and the crazy
yeah.
man who went into the, I mean, you can call it racism, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but something's wrong. Either the human being come out of you or the animal come out of you. There's no in between here. We can't make any excuses or this or that. No, either you human or you're not. It's yes, no, right, wrong. All the rest of this stuff is stuff that confuses us. That causes all the stress and anxiety and all the worry and just imbalance in our thinking process that we have by having conversations with people. And then they think they make sense. You know, you listen to them, wait a minute, that didn't make any sense. And then they get mad at you because you told them it didn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? So this is
exactly.
so important what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Right.
This trauma that we're talking about, and how it has affected the thinking process about when we think. And I think we have Mark back. So as soon as we answer the question for Mark, what we'll do is move on to the finale of what we're doing. I'm sorry,
well,
Mark,
I don't know what
happened
here, but inadvertently just got cut off. But I just want to just say, just to commend the show in terms of the information being disseminated. So I wanted to be one of those callers to at least let you know that somebody's listening and benefiting from the information that's being disseminated, and I'm going to stop there and just listen in terms of this oxygen and what role it actually plays in our health. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for the drama part.
Thank you,
Mark. We love that we're in the world. We love that we're a drama. Drama. Okay.
Drama.
All right. Yes, sir. Okay. So welcome again. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. So anyone who have a question, kind of hold on to the very end because we really want to get into the subject matter that we began last week, and that was about the oxygen levels and how and what and where. So with that, I'll turn the mic back over to you, Abdul Shaheed.
Yes, sir. The importance of singlet oxygen. And we mentioned on last week there are three kinds of oxygen. Dioxygen, a.k.a. molecular oxygen, which is O2. And then we have O3, which is ozone. Many of us have heard about the ozone level that protects the atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere, from all of the things, the ultraviolet rays of the sun and all that. At one point, we were told there was a hole in the ozone level, all these things. All these things makes the Earth a predatory and toxic place, Brother Rashid. And we're at the very bottom of the troposphere, the very bottom where the gravitational force is the strongest. And this is where we have to live at. All these things are pressing on us. The atmospheric pressure is pressing on us. And we're at the bottom of the troposphere. If we don't learn, if we don't gain the necessary knowledge, which is intangible, Brother Rashid, this is how we protect our DNA. The knowledge is intangible. It's abstract. But that's where the power lies. You can't take a pill and protect your DNA. You have to be knowledgeable on how to do it. That means we have to be taught. And we have to be on the same wavelength with our nuclear histone. That means we have to be on that vibrational wavelength. There's just so much to share, and you don't know where to start at sometimes. So the singlet oxygen and what it does to help us to maintain our equilibrium on the very toxic and predatory place. So there are three types of oxygen, and the third being singlet, S-I-N-G-L-E-T, oxygen, 102. And we shared last week the importance of singlet oxygen, how important it is for us to know about it. Oxygen in the oxygen tank is not enough for a human being. You can breathe with it, but it's not going to do anything for the heart, for the lung, and the other cells. It won't give them the energy that's needed. It won't remove debris. It is singular oxygen that allows our white blood cell called neutrophils to kill by oxidation all of the disease-causing microorganisms that are in our 11th system. Microorganisms were here before us. They predate human by millions of years. They're not going anywhere. We have to learn how to live with them by keeping ourselves in balance with them, not having their growth factor, the food that they're looking for. Brother and sister, it is the microbe that enforces the health rule. They are the enforcer. When you break the law or break the rule, they are here to enforce the rule, the law. This is what we have to know. If we don't have their growth factor, they won't bother us. We won't have growth factor unless we make mistakes in dietary and lifestyle choices. Believe it or not, this is the case. This is how deep breathing cleans our blood naturally. Everybody talking about going back to nature? Okay, well, here's what we're talking about. Here's what it means. Each time we breathe, we inhale microorganisms because what we are inhaling is a combination of atmosphere pollutants and microbes. They're everywhere. You can't see them. Before you can put the food in your mouth from your plate, they already engulf the food. As I'm speaking here to you tonight, they're going in and out of my mouth and nose, and they're doing the same thing to you. They are exploring our system, looking for a mistake. Is there a blood clot there? Is there some LDL there, bad cholesterol there that I can eat on? Is there some sugar residue there that I can feed on? Is there some high phosphorus protein that did not get digested? Is there some meat that did not get digested because the person could not produce the digestive enzyme to digest protein? Is there some fat residue over there that I can feed on because the person do not know how, nobody taught them how to digest fats and oil, what enzymes are needed? Here's what I'm talking about. All these things is what it takes to be healthy on this toxic and predatory place. And it is only sometimes that's teaching people how to navigate this place and where the booger traps are. And the information is just endless, Brother Rashid, when you think you've gotten somewhere, and there's more to learn. There's more to learn. And we have to learn it if we want to be here for a time. If not, we'll be out of here. We'll be gone. So we now have to know about oxidate. To produce singular oxygen, oxidate must first be produced. What is oxidate? It's an enzyme. Enzyme. It is the first thing that will produce after oxygen and hydrogen came together to produce life on this planet.
Oh.
That's how important it is. So oxidase has to be produced first. Oxidase is produced by holding our breath in a forest reserve, on the beach, on a lakefront for 10 to 15 seconds, 15 or 20 times, at least once a week. This is how singular oxygen, this is how we get it. It produces oxidase by holding our breath naturally. Isn't that amazing to know
wow.
this?
Mm.
I mean, it's just incredible.
And while you're talking, I want you to incorporate, I got a question on pain. So I know we're right in that neighborhood where you could talk about mm-hmm. pain. This is someone sure. with severe back pain. So just go ahead and continue what you do. I didn't want to interrupt that.
Why do infection occur? This is what Dr. Norda asked this question. They occur because singlet oxygen is lacking in the person. Person doesn't have enough singlet oxygen. So now you have micro that will produce an infection because there are growth factors there. The singlet oxygen will prevent infection because there would be no food for the microbe to eat on. Oxidase, enzyme, come from oxygen, singly oxygen. That's how important it is to reverse or prevent septicemia, viremia, poison from microbe, or virus, and other microtoxin, blood poisoning, all these things, single oxygen. You have micro in contaminated water will overwhelm the body to the point where even blocking the production of oxidate. Be so much toxin in the person, oxidate will be prevented from being produced. Oxidates, or single oxygen, clears clutter from the mind of a clear-thinking person to produce excellent thought processes. How many people are in need of that?
No, I am.
System, it is a system cleaner. Clean all our 11 systems, Brother Rashid.
Wait a minute.
Oxygen gave us life. It sustained life, and it also clean us up.
All right. You know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to hold on to that one because, see, that's the way we're going to start next week because, see, now you said something that's absolutely amazing. It cleans all 11 systems? You kidding me?
All of them.
Don't go any further. Don't go any further because you can't finish up, and I won't get any sleep until next Tuesday. So I hope I'm speaking on behalf of everyone else. There is no way we want you to start that subject without clarity because I need all of it. I can't get part of it. So you got 30 minutes left.
I know that's right.
Don't start that subject.
I know that's right.
Okay. I mean, you said enough with the oxidate and the enzyme creation, so you better hang on in that area for right now so we can make sure we get the best of what we get. We're supposed to get tonight.
I know that's right. I agree with you right there.
Okay.
So we have anybody else for a question?
The only question we had was someone called in about pain and someone called in about thyroid. We had a thyroid problem here and a pain problem in the back, extreme pain in the back. I wanted to kind of address that. All three of those can be also touched on inflammation, swelling, and that type of thing. So I think it's all in the same ballpark.
Brother Rashid.
Okay.
All for the same reason.
Yes, okay.
Really, it is. Same reason. Our DNA is fragmented, which means the pain reliever that we produce, that our body produces naturally, is not being produced. Encapsulating, substance P, endorphin, dopamine. These are natural pain relievers that our body produce naturally.
Mm-hmm.
These are also neurotransmitters. And when our body cannot produce them because of the food that we've been eating has blocking their production and the poison that we're breathing and eating, we can't produce them. Our body stopped producing them. Now our body is very acidic in certain areas, designed that way. And then we erode the myelin sheets on our nerve. The nerves are covered with myelin sheet, a sheet that protects them. You erode that sheet or do not nourish the sheet, do not nourish the nerves, and they are exposed to the acid in your system, in your tissue, that's where the constant pain is coming from.
That's myelin, M-Y-L-I-N.
Yes, myelin sheet.
Okay, so you see every organ,
you look
bone,
when you look at the
everything in our body. So the myelin sheets have been deteriorated, so therefore you have nerve against, oh, man, go ahead. I see the pain. I feel the pain on that one. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's where the pain is coming from. And the person is not producing the pain reliever, the pain mitigator that our body should be producing all the time. So the pain threshold is very, very low.
Okay.
Very low. It is the myelin sheet that protects the nerve. And nerves are embedded where? In the muscle.
In everything.
Everywhere
in the
there's muscle,
sure.
Then you're going to have these pains. Everywhere there's muscle. And then there's another thing we said earlier about the peristernum that covers the bone. Everything is attached to the bones.
Mm.
So if the peristernum have absorbed a lot of debris and sludge and you have not been removing it in decades since
right.
you were here, that's going to affect the nerve, that's going to affect the muscle, that's going to affect everything attached to the bones.
Okay. Let's take this one called...
So syntometer has a method to ironize. Syntometer has a method. This is the solution. Syntometer has a method to ironize with particulates the sludge that covers the peristernum. Remove it. It'd be just like a miracle just took place.
That's
and help the person to produce the neurotransmitter, dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, melatonin, substance P, encapsulin, norepinephrine, all of these neurotransmitters.
Right.
And they have to produce cortisol, which removes inflammatory debris. Mm. It removes inflammatory debris. The cortisol is produced by adrenal cortex. And it also regulates the glucose level. And it removes inflammation and pain. The person is not producing any of these things.
So you talk about edema, gout, and all those other things that people have a problem with. Okay.
Yes, that's because they cannot produce the hormone called aldosterone.
Very good. Let's take this one call. Yes, sir. We have 314-395. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Yes, this is Sister Dorsey. I was calling to find out what water did he say we should be using?
Okay. That was a question, Sister.
The best water to have the best force, we drink water to add additional forces to our body and also to add the electrolyte that our cells need to produce electricity. And there's a water on the market called Evian, E-V-I-A-N. It has all of the electrolytes.
E-V-I-A-N. Okay.
E-V-I-A-N. Avian.
Oh, is E? Oh, I thought you said A.
E-V-I-A-N. Etwa.
Okay. Because
yes,
I have some water here, and it's got salt in it. Is that good or what?
Well, it could be. Sodium is an electrolyte. That's one of the electrolytes, sodium. Sodium is salt. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering about that water, you know?
What other electrolyte it has in it besides salt, sodium?
Well, I don't know because I'm not near the water to tell you, so
okay.
I don't know.
All right. I'm just wondering. And do you know the pH of the water?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
I didn't pay no attention to that.
Well, There's a lot to go into good quality drinking water. You know, it should have electrolytes in it, at least four of them. It should be free of impurities. It should not have heavy metals in it, like lead, aluminum, mercury, those kind of things. It should have no chemicals in it, like fluoride, chlorine, all these things. It should be free of those things.
Okay.
Bromine should be free of all those things. And the more electrolytes, the better. Because, and the pH should be around 7.2, 7.4, 7.5. It should be, it should not be 8.5 and 9.5 that some water is being advertised to us. Mm. That water is problematic. The pH is too high. Our body is not supposed to be alkaline. Our body is not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be balanced. Some part of it is alkaline. Some part of it is acid by design. And we have to know the difference.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that's why I asked you the question, what was the pH of the water? It has a lot to do with it.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you for that question.
More importantly, you have access to him anytime you want. He's going to
give
his phone number out. And you always can call me if you really, you're right here in St. Louis. So I got your back. So I'll make sure you get to him right away. We can always do a three-way. And I wear him out with questions. So feel free to ask. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Could you push one on your phone as you go out? And we'll mute your mics. And thank you for your question. And thank you for sharing. Anyone else? We did have one question on thyroid. Thyroid removal, and what should they expect in the future?
Every organ in our body is there for a reason. If someone is pushing you to remove your thyroid, think twice. Talk to somebody like a doctor of cytometry to remove the congestion from the thyroid, and that can teach you how to nourish the thyroid. First of all, you should be cooking with iodine salt. Do not eliminate salt from your diet, especially iodine salt. That is the simplest way and the easiest way to nourish your thyroid gland. Nourish it with iodine salt by cooking iodine salt in your food. How simple can it be? Do not follow the recommendations or avoid salt. No. Salt is very important. We already mentioned earlier that you have salt in our blood, salt in our tears, salt in our sweat, salt in our mucus, salt everywhere for a reason. Salt is a preserver, and it's also a reactor. So we have to know these things so we don't get miseducated and misinformed. Salt is very important, and our thyroid gland is very important because it helps us to digest all of the five food groups. If you don't have a thyroid, how are you going to digest sugar, starch, fats, and oil, and protein? It's contributed to digesting our food, turning them into nutrients that the cells need. You have too much problem digesting your food, and there will be residue left, and they will become growth factor for microbes, and you will be out of balance. And the microbe will come and feed on you. That's what will happen. So don't have your thyroid removed. If they claim that it's cancer or this or that, call the doctor's cytometry and get a second opinion and have your thyroid decongested because you have congested it with what you've been eating. And you have not been nourishing it probably from decades. That's how I got to that point. So don't keep making mistakes. I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, it was there on the internet. So they just text me. So if they want any more information, I can always have them call you.
We have
about 25 minutes left. We want to thank those who are on the line. And welcome to IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. And if you have any questions, please push one on your phone, raise your hand, and I'll open up your mic for you to ask that particular question. But we're in the wind down mode right now, and I think there's a lot has been said. for those of us who are unable to pay attention and dropped off the line, you know, I understand, you know, because sometimes when you start hearing all the components that make up the human body, it's a very difficult task. A lot of people don't want to hear it. Just like trying to tell people what they should eat and what they should drink, and I don't want to hear it. You know, I understand. You know, I can't get mad at you because it's a decision you have to make because you're responsible for that body. You're the one. What the good scripture say, your body will testify against you in this life as well as in that life hereafter. So when we know you're walking around with all that extra on you in wrong places, that steak that you ate that's hanging on your hip, and, you know, the things that we drink and conceive, it's there. You know, we're not trying to be funny or anything like that, but your body will testify against you. What you eat, you will wear. There's no doubt about it because you can't digest it without having all the antioxidants and enzymes and neurotransmitters that are necessary for your body to deal with those particular things. And it's just been a wonderful evening so far as far as you sharing information. So why don't you take the time out and close down with your disciplines that you want to talk about? Give us your some books to those of us who may want to get some books, the website, the phone number, but kind of close down your conversation and prepare us for next week, if you don't mind.
Sure. Excellent. And so we just want to remind the listener audience, there's a lot for us to learn, and we should stay on this paradigm to learn it. And we can end our cell neglect, those things we've been doing to neglect ourselves, because this is the only way that we restore our health. We are made from nutrients and water, salt, and energy from electricity, heat, and magnetism. Therefore, if a part of our body is malfunctioning, just think about it, brothers and sisters. If a part of our body is malfunctioning, it is because it is broken or jammed. It should be repaired with what it is made of, which is nutrients and resources. Nutrients are the vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the elements, resources, electricity, thermal energy, electrical energy, heat, magnetism, atomic energy, nuclear energy. All these things are the resources that our cells need. And we must know how to eat scientifically, change our diet, correct our dietary mistakes, but not eating food that's loaded with poison and toxins. You're not doing it intentionally, but there's no perfect food for us to eat on planet Earth. Now, if we're going to eat to live, now we must select our food scientifically in order to eat to live. This is what Scientology is telling us. Pharmaceutical drugs, medical procedures are required for diagnostic purposes and for emergency purposes, not for health maintenance. The human being is high maintenance. There's things that we have to do every single day to maintain our body, to help ourselves, to protect our DNA. This is what we have to do. This is our responsibility, to select the food scientifically so we eat the food that has the most nutrients and the least health disruptors. This is what we have to do. And we have to always remember where we are. We're at the bottom of the troposphere on planet Earth, a rock floating in space. That's where we are. And we have to understand who we are. We are energy. We're energy dependent. We're interconnected. All our parts are related, interconnected, interdependent, and integrated. And it operates as one biological unit, two components. One we can see, and the other component we can't see. Can't see energy, can't see intelligence, can't see knowledge, and can't see a lot of the other things we discussed tonight, the trauma. We can't see it. But it's powerful negative energy that will deplete nutrients from our cells. That will become a vortex of negative energy that will collapse all of our 11 systems. That's what negative energy does. It become a vortex that will collapse all of our 11 systems. So these are just some things that we have to know about. Blood circulates our nutrients. Blood must move fast with speed. But if it have concretion, poison and toxic, microbes circulating in it, floating in it, it's going to slow it down. Gravity already wants to slow things down. This is why we have to produce enzymes to speed things up. That is the first body essential. The cell must produce enzymes. Nothing happened without them. Everything will come to a screeching halt because of where we are. So the first essential that the cell will produce after we remove the poison and the toxin from them is enzyme to speed up the action that's needed, the processes that's needed, circulating blood, especially that has all of the resources and nutrients. It's in the blood. And our blood must have iron. It is iron that attached to hemoglobin in the globin in our iron-rich blood that carries the oxygen. Here's another thing about health. Oxygen does not circulate freely in the human body. It has to be accompanied into the cell by something. Even though oxygen is the life giver, the oxygen has to be sustained by sulfur and by iron to sustain the oxygen. Oxygen is the life sustainer, the life giver, but even it has to be sustained. That's why we have to have sulfur in our diet, and that's why we have to have nutrients like iron. Iron represents the power, the pressure, the speed that our cells need. Those are resources. This is really not complicated once you think about it and once somebody explains it to us. So the nutrients are circulating in our blood. If something is blocking our blood circulation, how is the cells going to get nutrients? So there's condition that must be satisfied in order for our cells to receive the nutrient that they need. The nutrients represent the raw material that our cell would take to produce. The brain is central, the body is central, the cell is central. Those are the things that keep us healthy on the paradigm of health. And when we cannot produce them, our own body, our cell will give us symptoms to warn us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. This is how it works, brothers and sisters. This is how it all works. And there are no other therapeutics that will explain what we just explained to you. Won't happen. How to produce enzyme, digestive enzyme, ancillary enzyme, the one they call permease, that will modify every nutrient so the cell can recognize it and allow it to come into the cell. If the cell does not recognize the nutrient, it's not going to allow it to pass that membrane. So we have to have an enzyme that modifies every nutrient that's in our food. If you can't produce that enzyme, you're going to be in a bad fix. Our blood vessels, our capillaries, our veins and arteries, all these things, arteries, must be resilient so they can withstand the pressure from being ruptured. If they don't withstand the pressure, then you have an aneurysm. That would be no surprise. If you're cooking with the wrong oil, consuming the wrong fats, it will cause the rupture of your arteries, veins, and capillaries. You have to know these things. The enzyme we spoke of tonight called oxidase must be produced to integrate oxygen in the hemoglobin so that oxygen will become the life giver resource that our cells need. It's just so much, Brother Rashid. So
yes,
I think, and I hope and pray that people are now begin to listen and taking
yes,
note and seeing how all of these things fit together.
Right.
We've been misinformed about health and so many other different things. Now we're responsible for ourselves.
Right.
So we have
wow,
to take full responsibility.
Sure.
Can't blame anyone.
That's what it's coming down to, you know, and in our roles as far as sharing this information with others, it's incumbent upon us to begin to at least bring one person on each week, and exponentially maybe things will pick up in that regard. But don't you want to help your family? You know, don't you want to help your children? Some of us now are losing our children before we're going, and it's just amazing to experience that type of thing. It didn't used to be that way. But then your children have children. So we talk about children or our future, yet we lay no path for them to follow. We give them no guidelines for them to be better than we were. And here's an opportunity. Here's an education. Here's some information. And no one's saying you have to believe it, but do the research. Prove it wrong.
Absolutely.
Prove it wrong. You know, you'll be looking into the sky forever, trying to find something wrong with common sense, because that's basically what it is.
Straight
up common sense. This is how your body works. Now, they taught us, you know, we're not going to call anybody out of their name, and we're not here trying to give medical advice. We're just here trying to educate you about yourself. If they told us how to take care of ourselves, would there be a profession called doctors? It wouldn't even be a profession because they wouldn't be able to afford to pay off their school loans because they would have no work to do except for situations that are emergency, like what you
actually,
know very well. Those
are required. I'm asking for that.
Yeah. You know, so why would someone go to school for 12 years to tell you how to cure yourself, how to help yourself? There's no money into it. So when you follow the money trail, and I'm from a financial background, every decision we make in life has a financial consequence. Now, you don't have to believe it. You really don't. But if you're not in that world, if you're not in that area of concern, if you're not aware of the things that would make this world go around, if you don't understand capitalism and democracy and the manner in which they present it to us, then you're going to accept whatever someone tells you. You know, and the fact that we are being misused and abused and given the wrong information anyway, eating the wrong foods anyway, dysfunctional anyway, so how can you even trust what you have to think or say? I'm not trying to be rude, but this knowledge makes you aware that you don't know. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I submit. I know I don't know I don't know. And I'm trying to find a way to know and try to share this with as many people as I can, which is the purpose of our show, the study of the human cell. You know thyself, understand yourself. This beautiful science is being told to us by the American School of St. Thomas, and our instructor, Abdul Shaheem. We just want to thank you so much for taking the time out every single week to provide us with those tools that are essential and necessary for our development to make ourselves so we can diagnose our own selves. You know, that's basically what I'm trying to say. So why don't you us with some parting words and your website information, your telephone number, email address, whatever it is, and one would like to have confidence to call you without hearing me speak, feel free. I know sometimes. I'm just so straight. I shoot from the hip. I'm sorry. But, you know, this is so important to me because I love you. I love people. I love children. I see the future. And this knowledge of St. Thomas has given me an opportunity to see things in a completely different light. And I want to share it with as many people as I possibly can. So forgive me if I hurt anybody's feelings. I really didn't try to. And I ask God to forgive me for anything I said that may have been rude or wrong or inappropriate. I ask for forgiveness up front. So I just want to say that. But anyway, Abdul Shaheed, you want to leave us with so you can get off on time today? I'm kind of making sure
absolutely.
You get off on time so you have to rush.
Excellent,
okay.
Excellent timing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We'd like to give our contact information. Have a need, feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. The number again is 678-572-7269. And you also may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. We also like to invite you to go to a website. That website is the website to the American School of Symptometry, not for profit, and it's amsos.org. amsos.org. And we also like to invite you to a program on AM 360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And the name of this program is Optima Health, and we are the host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach. And you can tune in and listen and participate by dialing one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Again, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And Brother Rashid, there are some books that people can read. They can order from Amazon.com, or they can order them from the American School of Symptometry or Symptometry Headquarters. And these two flagship books, What to Consume, the Safest Consumable for a Human Being to Consume on Planet Earth. What to Consume, about 45 foods. And in that book, that are the best and the safest consumables for us to consume. Also, the other book is The Downside of Nutrition. We've heard a lot about the upside of nutrition. Now we must learn about the downside of nutrition. There's two sides to everything. Everything is created in pairs. Upside, downside. It is the downside that's going to do us in. And that's what we need to know about. So the best investment that you can make is into your health. So those two books will give you a lot of insight, a lot of knowledge and information that can help you to be on the paradigm of changing your mind, having a mindset change, because that's what we have to do. Each one of us must change our mind, because it is the mind that must make decisions, and those decisions must agree with what our cells need. And ourselves will reward us with good health. This is how it works. No other way. So, Brother Rashid, it has been our honor and pleasure and privilege to work with you tonight on the signs of health in you. And we look forward to next week on another episode. We'll continue this foundation, building the foundation to optimal health. We have so much more information to share. We'll continue this.
I'm telling you.
Well, next week, oh, yeah. God willing.
Nobody said school was easy.
Absolutely.
we're getting proper information, you know. So it's just so nice to know that we can, you know, pick up the phone and call in to the studio and hear what we need to hear properly. You know, just for the sake of those who were not on when I first started, without exaggeration, a lack of oxygen is responsible for almost all diseases.
Absolutely.
It's not me talking. And the fact that, you know, cancer is due to lack of oxygen. And we'll get more in detail about that next week. More importantly, we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, the entire focus of treatment of cancer, and that all has to do with the extremely polluted cerebral spinal fluid. Which a lot of times, you know, you hear us say these words, but we're going to make that connection from the top of your brain to the bottom of your spinal cord. We're going to share that with you on how important that is to have that cleaned out, to deal with heart failure, congestive heart failure, respiratory failure. All that stems from the polluted cerebral spinal fluid, and so many other things that are taking place, and lack of oxygen and how it causes us not to get a good night's sleep, how being in the light, in the balance of those particular things, in the stress that we go through in life, and the lack of exercise, nutritional factors, and environmental toxins, all that have to do with intake of our oxygen levels and being able to meet the energy needs that are required for us to exist. So it's just so exciting, my brother. It truly is exciting to know that how I can take care of myself. But the beauty of it all is how I can take care of my children, how I can provide for my grandchildren, how I can make sure that the what they call the legacy that we want to live. We always talk about legacies being money, generational wealth. Well, that's generational wealth. That knowledge is power when you know how to apply it. It's
I know that's
wealth
right.
That you may need. You won't have any wealth if you're not thinking, right? You know, you want to get rich.
That's
you can't think
that's
past tomorrow. Yeah, you can't think. You don't know how to plan long-term planning. You don't know how to do all those things which are essential and necessary. You don't know how to deal with time management and those types of things. So we look forward to next week, and we thank you again. And those of you who didn't have the opportunity, I'm saying thank you for you. And we look forward to you coming back next week and bringing someone with you. Bring someone that you can share, that you can tell, or even give them this particular website to take a look at and listen to the show that we had tonight. There's a website for that. That's blogtalkradio.com/ The Science of Health in You. Blog Talk Radio, The Science of Health in You. And for those of you who want the actual link of the live broadcast today, you can contact me at 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. Feel free to take advantage of what's being given to you for free, because if you try to get this information with Dr. Franks, you're not going to get it correctly. You know, so with 2 minutes and 44 seconds left, we have to do. I had an incident that I just want you to talk to you on offline. My daughter's daughter. She's 5 months old. She had took her to the hospital with febrile seizures, and they tried to give her all this medication. I just want to make sure I told her the right thing, and I'll have a chance to talk with you about that a little bit later. But she breastfeeds the child, and all of a sudden she gives the baby some Tylenol, and the baby went into almost a shock situation, you know. So
exactly.
She was up to, you know, chemicals, you know. So it was just kind of makes you mad, gets you upset when the doctors don't even know what to tell her.
Exactly.
Didn't know what to tell her. I said, wait a minute, why did you go? Was he going to give you a drug or something like that? And so the difficulty that the child had was really a reaction to a drug that they gave her. So anyway,
that's what it was.
Yeah. So we want to thank you once again, to give your family the greetings for you from us.
Certainly
and,
will.
I look forward to talking to you real soon, my good brother. So as you came before you in peace, assalamu alaikum. And we are going to basically have our public service announcer come on and give us the layout for tomorrow before we close out and our beautiful song that we had. So stay on the line and listen to the song we played, started up, for those of you who didn't make it, and we can close out our show tonight. So Mark Shaheen, will you please tell us, radio audience, what's happening on IWDM Radio for the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I want to say, first and foremost, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished, esteemed recurring host, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to our IWDM family, our listenership. Excellent presentation tonight, indeed. So much substantive information. Boy, how important oxygen is in our life and to be a deterrent for the diseases that we get. So thank you so much. And the beat goes on here, IWDM Radio, as tomorrow will be the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And so tomorrow, Dr. Patricia Slaudine is off every first Wednesday of the month. But never fear, the judge will be here. Yes, it is. The Honorable Judge Joe Brown will be joining me. Yours truly, Mark Shaheed, tomorrow on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, as we will be looking at the last of the 21 indispensable essential qualities of a leader, and that is vision. And I'm quite sure that Judge Joe Brown has a lot to say about vision, so you don't want to miss that. The Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Please don't come by yourself. You want to hear this insight and wisdom that the Honorable Judge Joe Brown will be sharing on vision. This is something that all of our children need if, in fact, they're going to be leaders for themselves, their family, and community. And then following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. That stands for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And it begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And I'll have a panel. I have a panel that will consist of, you just heard him, the very distinguished, esteemed host of the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, Rashid Salam, and also Brother Aline and Imam Askia Hamid. And they'll be representing BAM, Be a Mentor. And we're going to talk about mentorship and how important it is, especially in this 21st century, as we have so many African-American youth in particular that don't have a father figure at home, and they need that mentorship, and especially African-American males, as I say. So this will be a very interesting dialogue that I will have with them that represent BAM, Be a Mentor. And you don't want to miss that. That will, like I say, that will begin right after the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, right here on IWDM Radio. And Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab. That is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir from the Jewel of the South, Atlanta, Georgia. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we will resume back to a very important tool for the communication of those who are aspiring to be married, and that is the premarital questionnaire. So you don't want to miss that. So please tune in for Quran Shakir and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And then Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day in the Muslim world across the globe. And for those of you who are immobilized or maybe cannot get out and about to your local masajids and Islamic centers, you can come back here to IWDM Radio for Salatul Jumu'ah with Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir. And that happens each and every Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And the longest running production that we have on IWDM Radio is once again hosted by the very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir, Words Make People. And he always have very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. As last week, he had on members of the committee there down in New Medina, the New Medina Treat that's held always the last weekend, Memorial Day, there in New Medina, Mississippi. I'm quite sure there'll be another intriguing guest this week, and that happens each and every Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And now we get back to the beginning of the week, as you just heard it here on IWDM Radio. Such a very, I say, invigorating, informational, and educational learning lab. The Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab is hosted by the very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and its reoccurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. We want to say to all of you, make this a family affair here on IWDM Radio. I know you have to be benefiting because you tune in, you listen in, you ask questions. A lot of information is disseminated. You love for your brother and sister what you love for yourself. Invite a family member or family members. Invite friends, associates, neighbors, community members. Let them know about IWDM Radio and all of these productions, because they, as they are a benefit for you, they can be a benefit for those who listen in. And inshallah, next week, we should have a further update from my beloved sister, Fitri Muhammad, as Study Hour of Islam will be resuming on June the 12th. Last but not least, We do ask that that you support the Muslim journals we do here on IWDM Radio. If you have a subscription, think about a family member, a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a community member, maybe a pioneer in your community. And if not, what better entity to give than your local library there so many people can read the Muslim journal. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, this salam is for you and all of those who have listened in to this outstanding production tonight. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Mark. We sure appreciate the information you gave us. So with that, we want to close out tonight's show with a few words from our brother, Kenny Pendergrass.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. See you next Tuesday.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.